Welcome to the Own Your Choices, Own Your Life podcast. I know you are here wanting to change and rewrite your story. You are desiring to step into the impact that you know you are here to create. I am here to guide you with the proven tools and strategies used by myself and our speakers to support you in taking radical responsibility in your life and learning how to own your choices to change your story. My name is Marcia Van Weinsberg. I am a storytelling business coach, master NLP trainer, speaker, podcaster, and 7 times published author. My clients have found freedom and purpose from overcoming their shame stories and learning how to share them with the world. I am so grateful you are here. Let's get started. Welcome back to the show. This is a Friday episode, and we always start a Friday with a rating and review. So today we are going to start with, it's a very quick review. It says, great content, such great helpful tips. I love this show. It is by Clara Bell. Thank you very much, Clara Bell. So today's episode, short Friday episode, I want to chat with you about an experience that I had actually 18 months ago that I forgot about. So it's not that I forgot about, but I really didn't go back and revisit it in the way that I was inspired to. So 18 months ago, I did my master practitioner at the end of 2022 before I did my trainers to become a trainer and run my own coaching certification called Outspoken. And when we do a master prac, we actually do, I think we were 7 days at a in-person immersion. And so one of the things that we do there is that we actually do a breakthrough day. And a breakthrough day is an 8-hour experience that I was a facilitator for as well as a client. And I don't even think I could do it justice to explain it, but really I'm just going to do my best. When you go through a breakthrough day, you really sit down and it's not about goal setting. It's looking at what your values are, what you value, what you want to create in your life, your intentions. And we start with one area of your life and then we actually zero in on it. So we don't do the whole life and then we do one area. And then we look at what those values are and are you living in value in line with those values? Then we actually start to deep dive into what are the limiting beliefs as to why you don't think that you can or why you're not. And when you start to really break down those limiting beliefs, then we do some timeline work. And timeline work is really traveling your subconscious mind. You might be thinking, that sounds crazy. And I did too at first, but I can tell you that our subconscious mind remembers everything. It doesn't understand time. So when you really understand how to use and work with your subconscious mind, you can go back to points in time that you can't consciously access. And the reason you can't consciously access it is because your brain would explode if it tried to hold on to all of that information itself consciously. So when you start to do the timeline work, you're able to go to the roots of the emotions. We hold emotions, we trap them. They're stuck, trapped emotions in our body in the order of anger, sadness, fear, shame, guilt, and hurt. So when we release them, we go in that order too. And we tend to do, we do anger and sadness back to back with no break. And here's a really interesting reason why is because we're very good at holding on to anger, like very, very good at holding on to anger. And anger becomes our shell. And when we hold on to that shell, it blocks out everything. It's like a shield, right? Armor. And when we hold on to that anger, when we learn how to release the root cause of the anger, then sadness follows up really quickly. And because they're very much attached to each other, anger is a shell that protects you from feeling the sadness that you feel. And you might be saying, okay, but aren't we supposed to feel our emotions? We are. Depending on what time you grew up, where you grew up, what household you grew up in, many of us, it was not normal to feel and express our emotions. And sadness was a case of like, suck it up, move on. And that was just really what time was like. So feeling sadness was seen as weakness and you could only cover that up by more anger. So this is the pieces is these pieces really do work together. When I did my breakthrough day, you might not consciously be able to figure out where that memory is and what it is and where it comes from. And you're not supposed to, because your conscious mind can't access it on its own. You have to be able to access it through your subconscious mind. So stay with me for a second. If I ask you consciously, why are you angry? You might be saying, well, she did this or he did this. Or why did you respond that way when somebody used that tone with you? I've seen this with clients. I've seen it with myself. And you might say, well, I don't like how that makes me feel. I don't like what they do that. Okay. But what else? And what else? And what else? And all of a sudden you're going to get to a point of realizing that that tone brings up something for you that is buried deep inside of you. It stirs up a not very pleasant emotion. And your reaction is like literally your inner child saying, what the heck is happening? And no, it reacts. So this is really what we did in a breakthrough day. And when I actually went through this process, I learned how to release anger as the client. And I had an intense emotion of sadness, like something I don't think I've ever really experienced before. And it's a bit overwhelming, a bit scary. But what happens is that it's like the body is finally like, okay, the well is broken. Now I'm able to release it. It was one of the most uncomfortable times ever because I have never released that kind of emotion before. And I needed to. As I did that, I needed to. And then all of a sudden, it's like there was room and space for healing. So limiting beliefs, what happens is that when we go through this breakthrough day, one of the things we did at the end was board breaking. So a board breaking exercise, if you've ever seen it before, it's like a karate chop, you break the board. It's like a metaphor. It's an empowering exercise to help break through your perceived limiting beliefs. Can we just say this? Perceived limitations. It's what you believe to be real. I'm not saying they're not real, but it's what you believe to be real. And I've done this exercise a few times. It actually does look easy. It is not. And I had a very thick board when I did mine in Master Prac. And it really was something that broke me. In a sense, it did break me, which I needed that to break in order for me to allow myself to experience and feel. So last week, my breakthrough partner, Meg, who I mentioned on this podcast many times, she said to me, have you looked at your board lately? And I'm like, no. She goes, it's right there on your bookshelf. Why don't you look at it? So I pulled it out and we actually compared our boards to each other. I was blown away, absolutely blown away. I have more to say on this. I really do. But I just want to share that when I looked at the limitations that were on the one side of the board, so the one side of the board has the limiting beliefs. The other side of the board has what you desire, like what you wish you had as a belief instead. And when I did this, like the side where the limiting beliefs were, I'll just share a couple with you. It's like my relationships and health have to suffer to grow my business, that no one will sign up for my outspoken certification, that I can't make the money I deeply desire to make. I have to work hard to burn out to build my dream business, comparing myself to others because I feel late to the game or not enough. And I know this might seem like, okay, that doesn't sound like you at all. But when you actually look at your limiting beliefs and you see them face on, you have to be honest with yourself because that's how you're going to change them. But I can tell you honestly, when I look at this now, I don't recognize the person who wrote this. Does that mean I don't have any more limiting beliefs? Absolutely not. That is not true at all. What it means is that I needed to experience those limiting beliefs to move through them, to change them, to get to the point where I am today. Today, if I look back onto today, you know, another 18 months from now, I will have new limiting beliefs that I will have worked through. And then I will have new ones there because we need them in order to move forward to get to the next step. Like, and as my friend Meg says, we're always leveling up. I like the idea of leveling up and also the idea of like going up to meet your higher self. Your higher self is calling you up to play a bigger game. For me, this really resonated. So when I looked at this, it was like, I don't even recognize who this is. This just doesn't even feel real. So it was a case when I looked at the other side, it was like, wow, yeah. 18 months ago, we built a publishing house. That felt absolutely crazy. Even when I said it last year, it felt crazy. You know, I attract incredible women into Outspoken. So we are now we'll be opening up doors soon for the third round of Outspoken that will start in September. The doors are going to open May 1st. So the wait list is in the show notes. As of now, we will have by June, we'll have graduated 18 practitioners. 18 months ago, I didn't think we'd have anyone. So I just want to share that it's really important to stop and look at how far you've come and recognize that past version, I needed that version to continue to move forward to where I am now. And when we're doing this, it's important to revisit how far we've come, not with another eyes of judgment. Good God, we don't need to judge ourselves even more, but recognizing how far we've come. And that's why when you set your goals, it is really important that you set your goals with who you are becoming in the process. If I would have set my goals as the person who actually believed all these limiting beliefs that day when I wrote them down, then I probably wouldn't have set very high goals or very high intentions, whichever way you want to call it. So board breaking is a very empowering exercise in order to release limiting beliefs. It is something that I'm just going to say out loud. I can see that we are building out a master practitioner for Outspoken for next year. So if that is something that is interest of you, it is going to be primarily you have to come through practitioner level first. One of the things you'll be learning how to do is a breakthrough day. It's a really freaking powerful thing to do. So when you do a board breaking, you are not like it really starts with modeling someone's behavior. So when the instructor breaks the board, you look at the state that they get in, the energy, the position of their hands, the force that they go at it with. It is about modeling someone's patterns, behaviors, and communications in order to produce results that you desire. It is not copying their behaviors. It is watching and seeing what's working that is in line with your values. Because all change starts with change in state first. And the power of our state is changing our mood and energy, which then leads to our results. Back in like 10 years ago, when I was trying to change my life and I was stuck in a really difficult story, I found myself understanding Tony Robbins talking about state, and changing state was how you can set yourself up for success to make better decisions in your life. And so I would like headphones constantly, changing state. I was aware when my state dipped. What does that mean? It means that when your state dips, you're not in the best place to make the decisions that are going to move you forward. How can you change your state? A lot of it comes down to movement. Movement, energy, what you are taking in, what you're exposing yourself to. So this is a big piece of it, but changing your state helps you to change your energy and shift it so that you can create the results that you desire. I just really wanted to stop for a second and pause and own this, that I did not recognize this person who who wrote these limiting beliefs. And one of the biggest ones I wrote was like, my relationships and health have to suffer in order to grow my business. You know, the ironic thing is the last year I've been writing almost every single day, and I say it out loud, is that my business grows as my relationships and health thrive. So I took what was a limiting belief. I didn't even remember doing this. I took what was a limiting belief and I rewrote it in a new empowering way. As my business grows, my relationships and health thrive. I get to have it all. And what that means is that every time I had to make a decision on something, I would make a decision about something. I would be in a space of saying like, does that help? Are my relationships and my health thriving when I do that? And if the answer was no, then my answer was no. That's how strong of a value that became. And I believe that that's actually a guidepost or a compass for me now. So there's an exercise of how to take your limiting belief and shift it into a new empowering belief. We're going to be doing that in an open house that's coming up. Stay tuned. It will be coming just like I did the one in January. We had 75 people sign up. It is a 4-hour workshop where I call it an open house, where you come in and we work through a tool or a technique of NLP to help you to shift something so that you can move from like having a limiting belief to writing a new empowering belief. That is something that we'll be doing again towards the end of April. So stay tuned for that. But I want to share this with you. I want to share it from the real perspective of what it's like to look back and say, I don't recognize that version of myself. And guess what? That's a good thing. That's a good thing. I honor it, but I don't recognize it because that's not who I am now. And that's not even who I was even a few months ago, I'm a different person. And here's your permission slip that you can do the exact same thing. So I hope this message lands and supports you. We are literally 10 episodes away from hitting number 700. I am asking if this show has ever spoke to you and you love listening to it, please write a rating and review. It really does help the show to continue to grow. I thank you so much for being here and for consistently listening and sharing and tagging me, because it really does help the show to grow and helps me to know that messages are landing and supporting you in the process. I hope you have an incredible day. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Own Your Choices, Own Your Life. If you love this episode, I invite you to tag me on social media with your takeaways or share it with a friend. Please, if you feel called, take 30 seconds to leave a 5-star review and I will be forever grateful. Until next time, remember, when you own your choices, you truly own your life.